Unit 5. Shopaholics.
Image magazine. Reader's Corner. Here are some of your letters about shopping experiences and pushy sales assistants.
Dear Image, I was really down, so I went shopping, which always makes me feel better. The sales assistant persuaded me to have a store card. I didn't want one at all, but to shut her up, I said yes. Later, I felt angry that she had pressurized me into getting the card. Of course, I used it and spent more money than I can afford. So now, I'm paying every month. But I'm still only paying back the interest. The interest on these cards is very high. But the sales assistants don't tell you about this. Store cards are a real ripoff. Rebecca.
Dear Image, last week I saw this crazy cell phone, which makes a noise that repels mosquitoes. Perfect in summer. The sales assistant said it was a bargain. I told him it was too expensive. Then he told me it was on sale and offered me a discount. Stupidly, I said okay. At the cash desk, I suddenly thought, "What am I doing? I don't need it," and said I didn't want to buy it. The sales assistant was really rude to me, but I just left the store. It was a horrible experience, but I'm glad I said no. Anna.
Dear Image, before you complain about service in shops, think about the sales assistants a little. It's easy to criticise them, but there's a lot of pressure on them too. I worked in a clothes shop. They trained us to approach customers and persuade them to buy things. Some customers chose clothes that didn't suit them at all, but we always told them how great they looked. I didn't like that much. We also had targets for getting customers to have store cards, and they made it really difficult for customers to get refunds. After 6 months, I left because I hated working there. Lawrence.